Hello and welcome back to the Four Brain Cells podcast, brought to you here today by Anchor. In this episode, we are going to be reflecting on the previous episodes that we've had. Each one of us is going to talk about our favorite episode, what conspiracy theories we now believe in. And then from that point on, it's just going to be just us talking.
We're going with it.
Yeah.
Just do whatever.
Do whatever, you know, and vibe. All right. So I'm going to start off by volunteering Holly to go first.
Finally, because say yeah, some words.
Exactly. There we go. All right. You have to come closer. Speak into the mic. All right.
Toss it over.
Go.
My favorite episode was the last episode, the time travel one. Because it was messy and nasty and unorganized, but then it was fun.
Solid. All right.
What'd you learn from that?
I learned that Jaden loves time travel.
Jaden does love time travel.
And his ideas don't make any sense.
Oh, they make no sense at all.
But Mr. Howe agrees with them.
There we go.
Yeah, Mr.
Howe has a high IQ.
I wouldn't say high, I would just say similar.
Wow, he's gonna be listening to this.
Wow. You're here.
Okay, no.
Mr. Howe, you
heard him. He told me not to swear in the last podcast.
Mr. Howe,
and
you heard me.
You're still talking mess about him. He's listening.
Mr. Howe, you heard it from me. I said you had a high IQ.
You have any last words for Mr. Howe before we move on to the next
one? Yeah.
I'm okay.
All right.
You sure?
All right. Matthew, you're up next.
Why am I
No, Shakir, you go.
No, you go.
No.
Oh my god, Matthew's gone.
Okay, my favorite episode was either Tommy Thoughts or the time travel one, because Tommy Thoughts, we kind of rambled on about time travel while talking about other conspiracies. I thought it was very fun. Like, in that episode, we talked about the reptile cohort secretly ruling this earth, and I thought that was very interesting. I do think it is very probable that that is actually happening.
I feel like you're one.
Oh, he definitely is.
You've acted like you're not one, but
you have
you don't know
proof.
What to say. You're looking around.
I can neither confirm Suspicious. Nor deny that, but hey.
Just for
what
our
are you
going to
do about it? I can control your mind and...
Yeah, maybe.
Do it. Control my mind right now.
I will manifest the idea that you want to continue laying down on that couch. And I manifested the idea that you want to stand up by me saying that you will want to continue like
oh,
my
you just
couch.
Got wrecked, Shakir. Alright,
yes,
Shakir, you're up.
Think about it. If I didn't say that you were to continue laying on that couch,
hey,
you wouldn't have gotten up.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Think about that.
Okay, now it's my turn to talk. I'm speaking. That's a quote by Kamala Harris. Okay.
I'm speaking. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a quote by literally every like teacher ever.
I'm speaking.
Exactly.
Alright, I love that time travel episode just because I put in all the work to that.
so much work.
I had to research so much for that, and it was like amazing.
We didn't even follow your research.
I know, we really did.
Kinda.
It was really sad. For our viewers, Shakir had a solid like 3 pages of notes.
But you just kept talking.
Jaden just
yeah, and I had maybe a sentence. So
no, your sentence was look at Shakir's notes.
Look at Shakir's notes.
But yeah, that episode was interesting. We had a fun time with Mr. Howe and Lily, and it was kind of all over the place, but like it was great. Like we learned. Jaden, your turn.
All right. I'd have to say that my favorite episode is definitely Time Wasted.
Wasted.
I think the podcast just ended, maybe.
No, it
didn't. Possible.
Like,
technical difficulties.
Oh, no, okay.
Oh, we're back.
And we're back. Okay, yeah, so my favorite podcast was definitely Time Wasted because I like the concept of time travel. And if I've learned anything from this podcast so far, I've learned that my IQ is insanely high, and all that has been said has just cemented my ideas of time travel in my head, just knowing that I'm right.
How'd you get cemented?
I am right. Huh?
How'd you get cemented?
Definitely.
This is what I mean, viewers. This is what I mean. Even though my IQ is only 4, it's more than... More than the other people around me.
Wow!
Wow!
jokes.
By the same.
My IQ. We should take an IQ test.
I don't think that's a good idea.
We should take an IQ test for our final episode.
Exposed.
It's like, these guys act dumb, but I really don't.
Damn. They act like they have four brain cells, but they really do.
Wait, we were right all this time.
Yeah. All right, so viewers, or listeners, basically, that's kind of the end of our
season. Hey, we're still talking. I want to keep talking.
I know, but hold on. Hear me out. This is basically the end of our season, our first season. There might be more seasons if people want to do this. I don't really know. For sure. But yeah, for the next couple of minutes, we're just going to be kind of talking about random stuff and seeing where it goes, you know, and yeah.
Who's learned the most from the podcast? Is learned the right word?
Who's gained the most wisdom?
Who's lost the most brain power?
Definitely me. In time wasted.
Well, I thought you had the highest IQ a second ago.
No. In time wasted, I was trying to keep track of everything that was going on.
I could see
just brain cells leaving my mind. It was really funny.
Holly, what'd you learn? Did you learn?
Jaden likes to interrupt people a lot. That's what I learned.
I didn't even interrupt that much. That's the thing.
Kitty! Oh, there's a cat by the way.
No, I'm gonna go do not jump near me. I should have gone.
What I've gained is that we're weird.
That is factual. That's a factual statement, folks.
Quote that. Yeah. Matt, what'd you learn? What'd you gain?
What did I gain?
How do you feel enlightened from this experience?
I wouldn't say I was enlightened by this experience. Oh my god, there's a cat. I would say that I enjoyed the time we took to make this podcast. And that's about it. Oh my god. No.
I love how the cats always find the least cat-friendly person in the room and just don't bother
Maybe
them.
It knows that Matthew is a
Yeah,
reptile.
It's just walking. Maybe that's it. My cat loves to chase lizards, so maybe that's it.
I think we should.
Alright, if the cat attacks Matthew, Matthew's
gang up on Matthew.
Wait, if we knock out Matthew right now, we might be released from mind control.
Wait, what if he's telling us to put it down? What if it's a conscious choice?
No, he just made me put it down. I will fight. I will fight against you, Matthew. Don't stare at me. That's
weird.
Why
is he silent?
Silently staring at people.
His stare is weird. All right,
Matthew, if you are a reptile, do the lizard eye thing, just really quick.
You did a little.
Oh my god, this means everything.
All right. Now we're gonna try and create our own kind of future conspiracies.
Huh?
Right? kind of create your own. My one is that if we were talking about this before we started the podcast, if Joe Biden dies.
Oh gosh, she's actually going with it.
Kamala Harris was at fault. I'm just saying it.
All right, no.
What America is thinking.
Who's thinking that?
Everybody's thinking that. Have you seen that viral video of her going, "We did it, Joe. We did it. You're gonna be the next president of the United States." Have you seen that video?
Yes, I've seen the video.
Yeah, of course. The tone she used is the tone of a murderer.
She was probably drunk.
Okay. She's probably drunk.
What is happening?
Probably.
The amount of after parties she went to.
She was pre-gaming.
She went to four different after parties.
Pre-gaming for 3 days to get the results.
I really just want to see Kamala Harris just shotgun a White Claw. Just, America! You know, I feel like that would really make my day.
So, this is what this podcast is turning into.
Yes, it does. Okay, so I'm just saying, you heard it here first, folks. I predicted the future if this genuinely happens. Just saying.
All right, my turn. We're in a simulation and none of you are real.
That's the one you believe?
I can slap the crap out of you and I will.
No, I bet we're all like, I bet this is like a Matrix type simulation. Like,
where the cat is.
I bet we're all in the Matrix and like everyone here is real, but like we're not really real. Like we're all like computer generated.
We're real,
but
we're not real.
But like we're like in our own little like headset and we're like playing this game of life. But like, it's like a giant multiplayer.
What if it's
game.
A demo?
Well, I gotta say, I suck at playing this game.
I know, me too.
Honestly, I'm not rich by now. That means I'm bad, you know?
I just wish I could see my stats, honestly.
So you're tall.
No.
Brown hair.
No, not like just physical stats. I want to see like my mental capabilities.
Like, XP. Experience.
Nil.
It was like intelligence. No, it's like intelligence, strength.
Max, I want to know what my max IQ is that I'm capable of getting. I want to know like
it's four we're
levels done. And stuff that I'm it's at. Four. You know, I kind of want to know that.
No, like what if like your XP is like your age and then like the max XP you can get is how long
exactly.
You'll live, and then if you see that, that kind of ruins the point of like
what if
living.
That's more levels.
Alright, you guys know how we're living in like first person, you know? Like this is like the first
so
person.
Like days.
I don't
know. Yeah, we're living in first person.
What if like I don't know, there's like a weird like I don't know, you could like twist something in your body and you can go back into third person.
The f
What if that was the thing?
What am I supposed to twist?
I don't know. You just like
wait a minute. That was like
maybe you pull the
well,
you pull your finger hard enough.
Oh, actually,
Shakir.
Oh, I was thinking. Oh.
Shakir, pull my finger.
No.
Shakir, pull my finger.
No. Matthew Porter.
Matthew, pull my finger.
Yank it.
Kitty. Cat, pull my finger. Or smell it. Yeah. Pull my finger.
Cute.
He walks off.
Should we?
Yeah.
Matthew, what?
What other political conspiracies can we
talk about? Why political? What the?
Because they're funny.
Well, okay. Matthew, what do you think? Future conspiracy wise?
No, I have another one.
A future conspiracy?
Yeah. What you think?
Oh.
What you think, buddy?
I don't know. What about COVID? What if like the vaccine's already out, but like
they're
just fighting it to like make a profit? You know.
You can't make a profit off of killing. I guess you could. I mean, bounty hunters do make a profit off of killing people. So I guess there is a way to make a profit.
Oh, Mandalorian, by the way. Show's hype.
Yeah. I need to start watching that.
For real.
Yeah, do you watch
season 2
episode
that?
3?
I haven't watched it.
Watch
good.
It, like, during, before third period.
Nice.
Yeah,
never during third period, of course, right?
No, not during. No, for
never,
real.
Never, never.
I do it during lunch.
Yeah.
Holly, your turn.
I don't know.
Hey, talk louder so the mic can hear you and
I
say what's on your mind.
No.
Say what's on your mind!
That is what's on my mind.
Oh.
Shall we?
Biden is secretly a wizard. No, okay. Hear my reasoning. I saw a meme. This is completely based off of a meme.
Saw a meme.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so the meme was, who's the wizard in the Lord of the Rings? No,
Gandalf.
No, the other one.
The white one.
The one that has like the straight white hair.
Sauron.
Yeah, Sauron.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes!
You said Gandalf!
No, I said Sauron the second time.
Okay, fine. Yeah. It was a picture of him over like a ball or something. He was like doing wizard stuff over the ball. And it was like,
as
Joe Biden...
Does.
It was like Joe Biden when he summons 100,000 votes in Wisconsin at 3 a.m. or something like that. And so I think secretly Joe Biden is a wizard.
Or, you know, that's just when the mail-in ballot.
Honestly, I am not surprised.
That is also
like,
a possibility. However, I like the wizard idea better.
He has like the mentality and like the like emotion of a wizard, you know, if that means anything.
His face is very like.
Yeah, no, like, he's been through some stuff.
Okay, let's not go.
Like, look at him. He's, like,
at
least,
look
like,
at
450.
Him.
Like, at least. Don't even, like, worry
can
about
we change
it.
The topic?
Like, he is a wizard. Just, like,
I
know the fact that
right
he
now.
Is a wizard.
Okay.
He's, like, a sorcerer. Like, he's like a Illuminati type, like, if Illuminati had magic...
Yeah.
He'd be the head of it.
What happened to all those Trump cases?
Oh, yeah.
Are those still going?
No, like, most of them were, like, denied.
Were those dropped?
Like, there was, like, there's no evidence.
I don't know. Imagine just, like, one day some court goes, like, actually, there was a confession where it was, like, something like that in Pennsylvania or something like that. Like, an insane state. That would be nuts.
But, no, he wouldn't get Pennsylvania, but he's already up by so much.
No, but like, imagine someone confesses by saying, like, yeah, we took away a bunch of Trump votes and turned them into Biden votes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the type of, like, crap that would go down? I'm allowed to say crap, right? Crap isn't a bad word.
Crap.
Not really.
Hey, Brad, yeah, get off your phone. Like, we're having a... meaning.
That would be so nice.
I was just looking because my brother, he learned the Minecraft theme music on the piano.
Okay.
That's funny. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
We all just like accepted like that.
Yeah, come on now. It was valid.
Yo, what time are we at right now on the podcast? We're at 16 minutes.
All right, we should wrap it up.
No, I mean, we'll end it.
Before we stop this one, just start another one. You don't want how to just listen to random shit.
Well, why not?
Oh!
Wait!
I am not believing that.
Mr. Howe, she said it.
No, I didn't. He said a bad word in the last one. I have.
Wait,
here's your impersonation.
Twice. What did he say?
Hit.
Or how say?
Remember? It was in this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Say it, Shakir.
Yeah.
Say the word.
Yeah, say it. Say it.
Wait, what did Howe say?
No, it was an impersonation, so it was fine.
No,
it wasn't.
Who are you impersonating?
Myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not impersonating
myself.
That's just personating.
What? Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, see, I say some weird things, but it makes sense.
What is... Yeah. All right, hold on. I'm coming up with a new topic.
Conspiracy.
What is the weirdest word you've ever heard?
Moist.
Okay, I assume it. Mine...
Sponge.
What is your word?
You go first. I'm still thinking.
Trabucket.
Trabucket.
Discombobulation.
Discombobulation.
I love that word.
Trabucket, dude.
What does that even mean?
It's a font. Oh, it's a font. I was like scrolling through the fonts and I see Trabucket and I was like, what?
Can you speak in a Trabucket font?
It sounds like a country.
Well, like, you know, you can, like...
Yo, I'm just mobbing over to Trabucket real quick.
Okay, well, you know how you can, like, talk in cursive? Like, you know, maybe words like this. Like, kinda, like,
wait, talk in cursive?
Well, I was, like, trying to. Like, you just kind of, like, slur everything together and then it goes well.
Because, like, all the words are slurred together.
Trabucket. Yeah. I feel like that's what Trabucket would sound like.
My name is Trabucket.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Trabucket.
Yeah. I feel like that's Trabucket, honestly.
Okay, this is like...
Okay,
this is what we're
podcast.
Getting to. We're running low on ideas.
No, but I like this, though. This is
funny.
But do the viewers like this?
No, I feel like they would.
If this ends up being
the
like, episode
the
that
podcast,
blows up, this is going to be so
like,
funny.
This is like...
By the way, we have viewers from Germany, Singapore, and like other countries.
My friend
dope,
was
dude.
Listening to this, and she was like, this is a joke. Like,
well,
exactly.
This is not a... We
yes.
are serious.
And we are getting
this
great.
This is a hobby. This
by the
is...
way, this, the viewers from Switzerland are all me, by the way. Just to let you know.
Okay. Flex, gosh.
Who do you know from Switzerland?
A few people.
The Swiss. Question is, Swiss who do we
people.
Know from England?
Her name's Summer. And then,
Wait.
I broke Ollie.
Did I miss the joke?
No.
What's happening?
I don't think there was a joke.
Alright, we're not going into deeper.
Wait, I want to know.
I was like, look, Matt. I was like, the question is, who do we know from England?
I don't know anyone from England.
Oh, of course not.
I do.
Oh!
Oh!
Right. Next.
Next,
we're gonna go around and give our best foreign accent.
No, let's not get offensive.
Yeah.
No.
Bad All right. idea. For the record, I'm quarter Indian, quarter Argentinian, quarter Dutch, and quarter Scottish. So if I do an Indian accent, that's technically.
Can we not do
that? That technically can't be racist, can it?
This is over my pay grade, Jaden.
You're getting
Matthew,
paid.
You need to shut up. Thank you.
Alright, we'll say some more conspiracies that like revolve around you.
Me?
Yeah,
like specifically?
Yeah.
Everything's right.
Why am I the only one that has a first person view?
You're not.
How do I know that?
I can see you.
Because I see you.
How do you know that?
Okay, how do I know
what,
that?
What do you mean?
Me
no,
me
because like in my existence, I can only see first person through myself. Everything, this sounds really, I know the way this sounds. Everything is revolving around me.
Not.
I know the way this sounds, but like if you think,
I feel you.
If you think about it, in your first person view, everything that's going on is around you, right? Everything's happening to you. Stop. No, Matt. Give the thing to me. Give it. Give it.
Matthew's a dog.
Give it.
Night. There's my German accent, by the way.
Yeah. Gosh. No, you have to turn that off. It's gonna ruin the. I mean, our audio's already pretty crappy.
Oh, quack.
I said crap.
What?
Yeah.
Profanity?
No. Okay. I feel like crap. No, crap isn't a bad word. Crap
compared
is
to
just
what?
Like poop. Yeah.
Well, so is shit. Oh!
I didn't say
well,
it.
Oh my
say
gosh.
He has a good point.
Yeah, I'm really just not going to go through this and bleep out the words. Partly because I don't know how. And also, how, get it? Because how's also right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Ha!
Comedy!
We should do some stand-up comedy. Who's funny here? Holly, I find you very funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Give us a good story.
Oh, I'm down for this.
I don't think that's a good thing.
Can you say a lot?
I got stabbed on Saturday.
You got stabbed?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to get stitches.
What? Why?
Wait, what? Actually,
wait.
Hold up. Hold on. See, what? This is interesting.
I don't want to hear it if it's not funny.
If you didn't get stabbed by a clown, no one wants to hear it.
I don't know, is Asher a clown?
Asher stabbed you? That's so
hey, no
funny.
Name no name drops. She means...
This Ashy kid.
He's Ashy. That's
Ashy,
why his name
Ashy
is called Ashy. Ashy.
Dude, get the dog out. Shaggy! Hide in the project!
Go. Go.
Go get a Scooby snack.
Alright, This Ashy kid came up and stabbed you, huh?
So tell me
with,
about it.
Was she, he or she?
They.
That is a good way of putting it. What? That sounds so weird. Was they?
Were they.
No, but then were they is like plural.
No, it's not.
No,
I'm
it's
talking
people,
about one
some
specific
people
person.
Identify as they and them. Jason.
Yeah, but then if it's one person, then
it's still were
was
they.
They.
Like, you know, yeah, if
that
someone saw
wrong.
Someone's like, someone asked like, hey, what were they doing? It's like, oh, they were doing that.
What were they doing? That's plural.
It doesn't have to be. Just continue with your questioning.
Okay. Was this person trying to express affection?
By stabbing me?
Yeah, some people are weird. I'm not up to judge here. I'm really just not the judge of this.
Was
it was a question.
No.
Okay.
Was it?
Then please explain.
It wasn't.
Stab
me on purpose?
I don't know. We're
exactly.
We're
we are asking questions here.
Both of them have a conspiracy.
Both of the questions are extremely valid.
Rather than asking questions, let's just let her explain it.
Well, I have a conspiracy.
That is why he's the fourth grandson.
He's like sitting Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
for
don't
those
put,
of you at
don't
home,
bring logic
he's
into
meditating
this.
Right now.
Don't bring logic into this, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, Holly, explain. How did you get stabbed?
We were at a swim meet, and he had a knife. And he
whoop-de-de-scoop.
That's a very forward way of...
Yeah.
Well, that just doesn't sound like an accident. It really just doesn't sound like
yeah,
an accident.
Why does he have a knife by the pool?
Yeah, what?
But he was pretending to stab.
He actually
and
stabbed.
And then he actually stabbed.
How do you know that it was pretend, though? Did he laugh after?
Like, oops, I stabbed.
No, he
you
ran
know.
And got me a Band-Aid.
But was he
like...
laughing while he was running?
Did you still swim in your swim meet?
She got stabbed, idiot.
Did you still swim?
No, I swam earlier.
Wait, was it like a deep stab? Or like a...
Well, she had to get stitches, so it was pretty deep.
It was like a...
Did it hurt?
No.
You just like, I stabbed you, like, hey, it's cool.
I was so like, hey, look at this.
If I stab you right now.
Okay.
I was like, you feel
wait
a minute.
Pain? Wait, like, do reptiles feel pain?
Probably, I don't know.
What happens if you stab a reptile, man?
I've never asked a lizard.
They probably
I don't really know.
They maybe. Probably.
Maybe that's why Holly didn't feel anything.
Oh.
No. We're focusing on the wrong person here.
Oh, I
think Holly's the lizard.
Oh, I was like, maybe. Oh. I thought we were talking about Matthew.
Oh, I was thinking. No, about now it's changed to Holly. If she doesn't feel pain,
maybe you have a turtle shell under your arm.
What?
Because reptiles.
Huh?
What?
What happens if you stab a turtle in its shell?
Do you understand any form of reptilian anatomy?
Well, that's yeah. It's literally like its skeleton.
Yeah, but like, if you try to stab it, it wouldn't work.
Wait, why? Turtles have exoexeletons,
well,
don't they?
Easily.
Technically,
yeah,
their turtle is their spine. Or,
their
turtle is their spine.
Their
like, outside shell is their spine.
Holly dabbed.
Their shell.
No, but it also doubles as their spine.
Why?
I don't know. When I went abroad.
No, but turtles can get out of their shell.
You went abroad?
What?
They can get out of their shell.
No.
Yes, they can't.
Yes, they can. Have you ever seen a picture of a turtle out of its shell?
Yes. You remember the Wonder Pets? I'm pretty sure.
Dude, you're basing this off of a cartoon.
No, Franklin. Franklin got out of his shell before. Remember Franklin?
Dude, do you remember how
weird
he looked?
Remember Franklin, the cartoon? He's like a turtle.
Dude, I'm telling you.
He's like,
turtles can't exit
Franklin.
Their shell. Dude, have you ever seen a legitimate turtle without a shell?
Let me ask a question. Can turtles leave their shell?
Have you seen Family Guy?
You guys, his logic is based off of cartoons. Although in this podcast, it really just doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
But most of our thoughts came from...
Wait, hear me out. I went abroad and I saw
it
the exterior...
It is possible for their shells to come off.
Oh. I've been wrong.
Yeah, but then they die.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so... When I saw this giant tortoise shell. Like, it was big enough. I'm 6'3", for the...
Cap!
Like,
no, you're
I'm,
not. You're not
I'm
6'3".
Literally 6'3".
No, you're 6'2", max. Shut up.
What?
Fat.
Someone saw me.
Dude, I'm 6 foot in a little bit. You're not 6'3".
I'm 6 foot with some spice.
Alright, I'll call it, I'm 6'2".
It's like 5
and
five.
An inch.
Yeah.
Alright? No. I'm 6'2 and an inch.
Wait.
And I was able to fit entirely inside the shell. And when I looked up, there was a spine thing. That went along the top of the shell.
You've been inside of a reptile.
I've been inside of a shell, a turtle shell.
Wait. Hold up. You're the... Oh.
Look at Matty's face.
So you're the reptile.
Wait, are turtles reptiles? No, they're amphibians. Aren't they?
No, they're...
Hold on.
What is a turtle? No, amphibians
what
are
is
frogs.
A turtle?
They're reptiles.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
What about the swimming turtles?
That's...
They're turtles.
A turtle
Wait,
is turtle.
Is a swimming turtle still called a turtle?
You mean a sea turtle?
Sea turtle, yeah.
A swimming turtle.
A swimming turtle.
You hear it here, folks? Jaden is a reptile, and he is trying to...
That's
why you invite us to our home. Hopefully we accidentally die, and you can consume us.
That's so disgusting. I don't want to eat you.
Disgusting.
Why not? I'm scrumptious.
No, you're too skinny.
Eat me!
You're one to talk! You are a twig! I am Groot!
Have you seen the Key and Peele, like, their skits?
Yes.
Do you see the slave selling one?
What?
Did you see it?
Matthew.
No, I don't want to have to believe anything.
I'm black.
No, that's regardless of the point. So they were, like, lined up on, like,
we can talk
in the
about
auction.
Slavery, can we?
Weird.
So they were lined up, and then they were like doing the auction and stuff, and then like everyone was skipping over them, and they were trying to sell themselves eventually because they were like,
oh, is this the thing
like,
where
they were taking like there was these like two strong guys, and then there were like this like really skinny dude, and they were picking the skinny dude over them, and it was just like it was just building up.
I don't like these jokes. Can we move on?
It's not a joke.
It's
a skit. You should watch it. It's pretty funny.
So, you're a turtle.
I how?
You were in a turtle shell.
Yeah, of a deceased turtle.
And you became it.
It's essence.
Where's my shell?
Yeah, okay, but if you became everything you went inside, then like...
Oh,
what?
What would Shakira become?
Oh, there.
What are you doing? All right, no, this is not age appropriate.
Holly!
We can't talk about this on this podcast.
Next episode.
Season 2, folks.
Alright, let's wrap this up, honestly.
What, you're not having fun?
I'm actually having a lot of fun right now.
I have to do some math.
Math, dude?
Well, hey, don't do drugs.
Week 11 correction.
You don't have to. You don't have to do this for a while.
What? They were graded like 3 weeks ago.
He graded mine like last week, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
This is the one we did like late. You can do the ODP.
Yeah, I remember that. That was so funny.
Yeah, we forgot to do our math homework because we had the Olympic Development Program.
Ah.
Haha, dev.
Oh my gosh.
We forgot to do our math and south. We had to turn in late and our teacher didn't notice, thankfully.
Yeah, let's go. Dev's
conspiracy, the teacher was a reptile doing reptile things, so he didn't notice.
Whoa, I don't back that.
Yeah, no, I don't back that.
What do you suggest he was doing, then?
I don't really care what my teacher's
not
doing.
Not grading it?
Oh.
By the way, Mr. Howe, if you are planning on selling your Ford Bronco, I am very interested. Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Wait,
because,
who?
Huh?
Who?
Mr. Howe has an insanely nice Ford Bronco. It's crazy.
Is it like turbo?
I think other people are already trying to get that.
I know. Mr. Howe, I promise, I will take very, very good care of it if you do so choose to sell it to my family.
Do you think he's been listening this far?
I don't know.
Holly, say
dude,
a bad word.
After...
I said one already.
No.
Say another one just in case.
I feel like Howe stopped listening right after we started talking about our favorite, like, weird words.
Yeah.
As soon as he heard your bucket, he was like, nope. He was like, nope. I only use Times New Roman. 12-point font.
That's
double
not
space.
MLA format,
gang.
This is supposed to be our concluding, like... podcast.
Just saying, Ford Bronco, episode. Lovely, right over here.
Well, I mean, we kind of did that, and our podcast is called The Four Brain Cells.
We really nailed it on that. We're really embracing the name.
We need to come up for a name, like, for this episode.
Oh, we have a name.
Oh, I think it should just be The Final Four Brain Cells.
Deceased.
What should we call this?
I just gave you an option, but I guess it wasn't good enough for you. I wasn't good enough for her.
A slow ending.
Oh, we're getting into
ending.
That now.
Okay, no, we have to talk about off podcast.
Alright, title idea, a slow ending.
A slow ending. Should name this like four.
Why don't we stop it and then we think of the name?
Well, no, because this is content. You see, what's like a good name? Yeah.
Trebucket.
Should we just name it Trebucket?
Yeah, let's just name it Trebucket.
You should just name it Trebucket. If I can change the font to Trebucket as well, that would be so good. Alright.
No,
Trebucket!
Wait. Are y'all sad that this is over?
I low-key want to do a season 2.
Matthew, no.
We can always do a season 2.
Yeah, low-key, I kind of want to do season 2.
Holly, how do you feel?
I'm down.
Because,
what's the topic of season 2, though?
I don't
you gotta
know,
give
exactly.
him a teaser.
That's
Matthew playing Smash with his feet.
How about this? For our viewers abroad, as well as our viewers in the United States, I really just don't want to release my email, actually.
Never mind.
No, they can leave comments on the podcast.
Yeah,
but where?
On Anchor.
I can see... Wait, you can leave comments on Spotify?
Oh.
I'm like 90% sure you can.
I know you can.
If so, I need to look at a couple comments and a couple of music. Like, no, what? There's no way. Because then artists like Little Boom and stuff would have whack comments. Wait, Matthew, stop. You're disrupting the audio.
Matthew, I'm gonna come over there.
All right. So we've come up with the name Trebucket, and I'm gonna end
are we actually,
the party.
Are we,
Yes, dude. Trebekah is an amazing name.
That was
you
my
salty,
option.
It wasn't. Wait, what was your word?
Discombobulated.
Yeah. We're not naming it discombobulated. I don't know how to spell it.
Well, discombobulated means like you can't.
Isn't that confused? No, decapitated like, is without your head.
No,
discombobulated is like you're confused. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like basically what we are right now.
I'm very straightforward. I understand what's going on.
No, you don't.
I do.
Shut up, turtle man.
See, like, I understand that I'm not a turtle. You know?
Unless that's
so,
what
like,
Matthew's
making me think.
Yo, we're conspirators now. We've gone to the...
Alright, Holly, what is your email? Matthew, do you have a spam email?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I actually have a very good spam email. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this about sums up today's podcast. If you guys are interested in seeing a season two or listening to a season two of just us for talking about whatever you guys want, please email. This is my spam email.
That's spelled hee-hee-hee.
I'm trying to remember if there is. Okay, no capital letters. It's cop, COP, baby, BABY69.com. Or no, at gmail.com. Yeah, I'm serious. Cop,
baby69@gmail.com.
Email me their ideas for the next season.
Wait, let's see. Wait,
what it should
be
about.
On the podcast.
Yeah, alright. Let's see. Yeah, we're at almost 40 minutes. That's crazy. Alright, thank you for tuning into today's podcast. Have a great night. Okay, she wants to hear a song.
Although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let go. It's so natural. You belong to me. I belong to you.
Maddie, stop.
I was in the middle of my music number.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into today's podcast, and goodbye.